ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 So today we have another ecstatic opportunity to take advantage of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada to pull us out of our suffering condition in this material world by hearing and discussing the sweet, unlimitedly nectarian Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 15, text number 37.
Yudhishthira
tat
parisarpanam
buddha
pure
cha
rashtre
cha
grihe
tata
atmani
vibhavya
lobha
Anrita,
Jima,
Himsana,
Adi,
Dharma,
Chakram,
Gamanaya,
Paryadhat,
Yudhishthirastat
Parisarpanam
Buddha,
Purecha
rashtre cha grihe
tatatmana
Purecha rashtre
grihe
Purecha rashtre
cha grihe tatatmani
Vibhavya lobha
nitya jim mahimsa
nari
Adharma chakram
gamanaya
paryathat
Yudhishthiras tat
parisarpanam
buddha
Parecha
rashchetra
grihe
tathatmani
Vibhavya
lobha
nitya jim
mahim
yanadi
Adharma chakram
gamanaya
paryatha
Yudhishthiras tat
parisarpanam
buddha
Parecha
rashtre
jagrihe
tathatmani
Vibhavya
lobha
nitya jim
mahim
yanadi
Adharma
chakram
gamanaya
paryatha Yudhishthira
Maharaj
Yudhishthira
Tat
That
Parisarpanam
Expansion
Buddha
Thoroughly
experienced
Pure
In the capital
Sha
As also
Rashtre
in the state
cha
and
grihe
at home
tata
as also
atmani
in person
vibhavya
observing
lobha
avarice
Anrita,
untruth,
Jima,
diplomacy,
Himsana Adi, violence, envy, Adharma, irreligion, Chakram, a vicious circle, Gamanaya, for departure, Paryadat, dressed himself accordingly. Translation and purport by the Divine Grace of the Prabhupada. Maharaj Yudhisthira was intelligent enough to understand the influence of the age of Kali, characterized by increasing avarice, falsehood, cheating, and violence throughout the capital, state, home, and among individuals. So he wisely prepared himself to leave home, and he dressed accordingly. The present age is influenced by the specific qualities of Kali. Since the days of the Battle of Kurukshetra, about 5,000 years ago, the influence of the age of Kali began manifesting, and from authentic scriptures, it is learned that the age of Kali is still to run on for 427,000 years. The symptoms of the Kali Yuga, as mentioned above, namely avarice, falsehood, diplomacy, cheating, nepotism, violence, and all such things, are already in vogue. And no one can imagine what is going to happen gradually with further increase of the influence of Kali till the day of annihilation. We have already come to know that the influence of the age of Kali is meant for godless, so-called civilized man. Those who are under the protection of the Lord have nothing to fear from this horrible age. Maharaj Yudhisthira was a great devotee of the Lord, and there was no necessity of his being afraid of the age of Kali, but he preferred to retire from active household life and prepare himself to go back home, back to God. The Pandavas are eternal companions of the Lord, and therefore they are more interested in the company of the Lord than anything else. Besides that, being an ideal king, Maharaj Yudhisthira wanted to retire just to set an example for others. As soon as there is some young fellow to look after the household affairs, one should at once retire from family life to uplift oneself to spiritual realization. One should not rot in the dark well of household life till one is dragged out by the will of Yamaraj. Modern politicians should take lessons from Maharaj Yudhisthira about voluntary retirement from active life and should make room for the younger generation. Also, retired old gentlemen should take lessons from him and leave home for spiritual realization before forcefully dragged away to meet death. Om Agyanati Madanda Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Nena Tasmai Shigarahaya. So this is very pertinent instruction here. The teachings of Srila Prabhupada, which means the pure presentation of the message of the Bhagavatam as it is coming in its unbroken line of succession. These teachings are so pure and they are so perfect, they will solve each and every problem that we have individually, collectively as a spiritual movement, and the entire world society. You see, it's like the country of Fiji. There are so many problems here. So many problems going on in this country. The knowledge contained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as presented by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Sridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, can solve all the problems of Fiji, all the problems of the entire planet Earth. Prabhupada told us some very amazing thing in Bombay. Every time I think of this, it just amazes me. You know what he said? He said, the whole world right now is being managed by rogues and demons. He said, you make your life successful and you take the management. Prabhupada actually wants us to be the leaders of this planet. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is meant to train a class of men and women who are the leaders on this planet, true Brahmins. In the former times, the kings, like Yudhisthira, they would take guidance from their spiritual master, how to rule the country in accordance with Vedic principles. So the mission of our society is we want to create a class of men and women who are ideal in their character, who are ideal Brahmins. Who control the mind, who control the senses, who practice austerity, who are clean, who are honest, who understand the scripture perfectly, and who practice the scripture perfectly. You see? This is the mission of ISKCON, of Srila Prabhupada, to create this class of men and women on this planet, who can lead this entire world out of chaos. You see? That is the mission. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to lead the entire world out of chaos. And that guiding principle is the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially. Prabhupada has given us many literatures, but what literature did he bring on the Jaladutta? What book did he bring on the Jaladutta? He brought the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the most important literary contribution of Srila Prabhupada. The first thing he did is he translated the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he brought that with him to America. Those original brown volumes of the Bhagavatam. The printing quality wasn't so good. There was a lot of Prabhupada, English was a second language for him. There were so many mistakes also in the spelling and the grammar sometimes, but it didn't matter because the full potency of the Bhagavatam came through. The full potency of the Bhagavatam came through. And because of that potency given by His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahamsa Parivajakacharya, Asta Tarasadashi, Srimadesi, Bhaktivedanta Tridandi, Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, this society, ISKCON, was founded in July of 1966 in New York City for the re-spiritualization of the entire planet Earth. Actually, Prabhupada even says the whole universe. That's amazing. Now we think, it's like now I'm on a world preaching tour, traveling all over the ISKCON world, giving lectures, getting blessed by so much nice association. Here I'm very much blessed by I see so many sadhus here, and I'm being blessed by your sangha, by your darshan. But just the idea of actually Krishna consciousness movement spreading all over the universe, I don't know how that would be possible. We don't have any to get from country to country. We can take a 747, but I don't know, where do we have a sankirtan vehicle that will take us to the heaven, to Svargaloka, to preach there to the demigod? But Prabhupada actually said that this movement will spread all over the universe. I don't know how it'll happen, but I know it will happen because Prabhupada said it will happen. Just imagine going on an interplanetary sankirtan party from planet to planet. So there's an amazing future lying ahead if we simply dedicate ourselves to this sankirtan movement. We have an amazing future ahead of us. amazing future. This movement pushes back the influence of the age of Kali as described in this verse. The qualities of Kali are not very nice. They are very nasty qualities, as Prabhupada names them here. Avarice, falsehood, diplomacy, cheating, nepotism, violence. And as Prabhupada says, these things are already in vogue. In vogue means they are very fashionable. It's very fashionable nowadays to be a cheater. An honest person is exploited like anything in the modern day world. But a cheater, he can become very glorified. Oh, he's a very great person. You see. That is the difficulty. And then, it's amazing what Prabhupada says here. He says, no one can imagine what is going to happen gradually with further increase of the influence of Kali. Prabhupada has actually described some of the things that will happen. He's given description. He had one conversation with a poet, Allen Ginsberg, in Columbus, Ohio, back in about 1966. And he told poet Ginsberg what it will be like at the end of the age of Kali. He said, there'll be full facility for meat eating. I will eat you and you will eat me. The people, just like formerly in this, the Fiji Islands, they were called the Cannibal Islands, isn't it? So, the whole world will revert to such lifestyle of cannibalism. Everywhere, the whole world society will become cannibalistic. Whoever can pull their knife the fastest survives, you see. That's how it'll be. It's a horrible thing. We're so much in anxiety now, well, my house may get robbed, and there'll be another coup, so many anxieties, you know. What will happen? But this is mellow. What's happening right now is very mellow. Even here, we were traveling in Malaysia. You think it's difficult in Fiji? We just came from Malaysia. There was one man who was born in a Hindu family. Because he fell in love with a Muslim woman, he had to change to become a Muslim. And it's that you get an ID card issued by the government. You know, you are a Hindu ID card, a Muslim ID card, a converted Muslim ID card. Your status is there on your legal ID. Now he realizes that he doesn't like this Muslim religion. And he wants to be a devotee. He actually corresponds with me on the email. He came and met me in Kuala Lumpur. He has to do it secretly. Because if it's found out that he's a Muslim, is taking up Krishna consciousness, they will kill him. He'll be murdered. It's not legal, but it's on the state law, but it's a religious law, and the government will allow that law to be executed and turn their head the other way. If they find out that he's practicing Krishna consciousness, that he came to the Hare Krishna temple, he will be murdered. And so he had to come secretly. So that's what it's like in Malaysia. He has to have a legal ID that he's a Muslim, a legal Muslim, a converted Muslim, former Hindu, now a Muslim. He had to take a Muslim name and everything in order to marry a Muslim woman. And now he cannot chant Hare Krishna. So, Kali Yuga is going on very heavy right now. In Qatar, where we also visited, even Hindus are not allowed to chant Hare Krishna according to law. They cannot gather in their home and have a cure. The family, you can't get together with your wife and children and have chant Hare Krishna in your own home. It's illegal. But the government is, because there's so many Indians there doing valuable service for the country, they tolerate it, even though it's against the law. In fact, they've even given now a hall where the Hindus can meet. They're giving some facility now, but on the law books, you can't even practice, you can't even chant Hare Krishna in your own home. Privately. It's illegal. So, Kali Yuga is going on very heavily in so many places. What do you speak of China? What's happening there? So right now, things are not that bad, really, compared to where they're going to be. So whatever facility we have now, we should understand we are very blessed by this facility. We should never take facility for granted. In Riga, Latvia, they're not allowed. Harinam on the street is illegal. They can't go on the street and do a Harinam. You see? You can have a political rally, but you can't take anything religious on the street. That's against the law. They cannot do Harinam. It's against the law. See, here you're allowed to do Harinam. So we have to understand whatever facility we have in this country or any particular country to practice Krishna consciousness and to propagate Krishna consciousness, it is a great blessing. We should take full advantage of that while we have it. It is sometimes stated, if you don't use it, you lose it. So whatever facility we are given by the grace of God to practice Krishna consciousness and to spread Krishna consciousness, we should use that to the fullest extent of our capability. We should not be lazy in regards to practicing and spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. And if laziness is making you fall asleep in class right now, then wake up. This is a rare opportunity to hear the words of Srila Prabhupada. Actually, to hear the words of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and discuss the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, this is the rarest opportunity. There is no more fortunate opportunity than to be able to hear, repeat, discuss, and inquire about the teachings of the greatest spiritual master in the history of the universe. There are many gurus in Vaishnava history. Even now, there are many in Vaishnava gurus. You see? But Srila Prabhupada is in a very special league. He's in the same league with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rupa Goswami, etc. You see? Prabhupada is in a very, very special position. In fact, Prabhupada has a unique position which is not held by any other guru in history. He is the spiritual master who was chosen by Krishna to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. No one could ever do it before. You see? Prabhupada is the one who has done this. No one can make that claim to be on the same level as Srila Prabhupada. He is very special, very unique. He was given that order. Krishna told him, you go to that material world and you write those books. Srila Prabhupada told Bhavananda Prabhu in Los Angeles, in his room. He told him that Krishna had instructed me to go to that material world and write those books. These books are not just some books that somebody wanted to write. These were directly ordered by Krishna. These Bhaktivedanta purports have the same potency as the original Bhagavatam spoken by Shukadeva Goswami and Sita Goswami. The Bhagavatam presented by Srila Prabhupada is the ultimate, complete, fullest, total proper understanding of the Srimad Bhagavatam, how to practice it, how to implement it. This is the unique position of ISKCON. We are the only movement in the world which is solely and wholly dedicated to studying, following, and propagating the writings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. There are other Gaudiya Vaishnavas out there, but they are not dedicated like this to studying, implementing, and propagating as their sole mission the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is why I remain very solidly situated as a member of ISKCON. Everything I do is for ISKCON. Every thought, every word, every deed, and every time Every place and every situation is for ISKCON. Prabhupada said, I am ISKCON. We respect all other Vaishnavas. They're spreading Krishna consciousness. They're practicing it. We respect them and honor them for that. But we know that no one is on the level of Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, we keep our allegiance, our dedication, completely fixed at his lotus feet. Because Srila Prabhupada is that one acharya who has the potency to lead the entire world out of chaos. You see? When Bhaktisiddhanta was ready to leave this world, he ordered his disciples to form a GBC. They did not do so. They simply fought amongst themselves. They sold the printing press, which is the most dear thing to Bhaktisiddhanta. They sold the printing press to pay the court cost to fight who will own control the properties. You see. But out of all of the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, there was only one follower who fully understood the mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who was fully able to carry forward that mission, and that was His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So we are fortunate that somehow we have gotten a shelter under the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. We are the most fortunate persons. Should never misunderstand who is Srila Prabhupada. We should remain eternally dedicated to serving the mission of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. You see? That is the potency of the modern day gurus of ISKCON. Because they are purely giving to their disciples that connection with Srila Prabhupada. That's what makes the present day ISKCON gurus potent. And why we should dedicate ourselves to serving them. Because they are purely connecting their disciples with the greatest spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. So in this way, by becoming very, very dedicated to Srila Prabhupada, to Srila Prabhupada's movement, to Srila Prabhupada's mission, the influence of the age of Kali will not be able to touch us. I have to say honestly that we have that problem in our society. Even here in Fiji, I'm hearing reports that there is fighting amongst the devotees here. You see, this is the influence of the age of Kali. This must stop. This fighting spirit must stop. Prabhupada told us, do not fight amongst yourselves. That is the order of Srila Prabhupada. So there must not be any fighting spirit. We have to lay aside our false ego, our false pride, our desire to be the Lord, and humbly serve each other for the pleasure of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. This will make our life successful. This will give us the greatest joy, the greatest happiness, the greatest peace of mind in every moment, because we will know that we are pleasing Srila Prabhupada. So if we have some disagreement, you know what Prabhupada said? He said sometimes amongst the devotees there are differences of opinion. He said, but that difference of opinion is spiritual. Because one devotee is thinking, well, I think we should serve Krishna in this way. And the other devotee says, I think we should serve Krishna in that way. But do you see something? They're both agreeing that we should serve Krishna. It's just two different ways of serving Krishna. I have a bottle here with some water in it. The water is coming up to this level right here. Now this, how would you describe this bottle? Would you call it half empty or half full? How many people, raise your hand, how many people would say it's half empty? One, two. How many people would say it's half full? You see? It's the same bottle, and both statements are true. But one is to see in a positive way, and the other is to see in a negative way. You see? The difference. The bottle is half empty, half full. So, if we are disagreeing with each other about how to serve Krishna, we could say, I disagree with you, you disagree with me. You see? Or we could see You know, we both agree to serve Krishna. This is wonderful. Please accept my humble obeisances, your feet. I embrace you with love because we both agree to serve Krishna. You see? You see the difference? And if we can offer our obeisances, we can embrace it. Of course, you know, we don't embrace men and women together, but the ladies can embrace the ladies, the men can embrace the men. If we embrace and we offer our obeisances, then whatever differences we have, we can find a way to work that out. We can find a way to work that out. Because Prabhupada wants us to be together as one loving family. That's his desire. He will help us to do that. If we submit ourselves at the lotus feet of our Guru Maharaj and at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and beg their blessing that we can live together as one peaceful, loving family, then Krishna, Guru, and Srila Prabhupada will help us to do that. Srila Prabhupada predicted that this movement will go down in history for having saved the world in its darkest hour of despair. Sometimes people say, well, there's so many problems in ISKCON, there's this and that, so I'm just leaving. But that's foolish. This movement is actually going to save the world in its darkest hour of despair. You see, how foolish it would be to leave. How foolish it would be to leave this movement. That's going to be a very glorious hour when ISKCON is actually recognized throughout the world as the leading educational institution on this planet. That is going to be an incredibly glorious hour, and I'd like to be here when that happens. If I live long enough. But I would like to live for that day, and hopefully it will come before I leave my body. That ISKCON will be recognized as the world's leading educational institution by all the world leaders. That's the day I'm waiting for. That's the day I'm working for. That's the day I'm praying for. My every moment is dedicated to that. So I'm asking all of you that you similarly dedicate yourselves in this way. Let us work together as a team to bring this movement to the forefront in the world society today. That is my request. Maharaj Yudhisthira was a powerful leader. The entire planet Earth was under his dimension, is his domain. His dominion. So our movement is meant to exert such a powerful leading influence on this planet, as did Maharaj Yudhisthira. It's predicted that it will happen by Krishnadas Kaviraj. He says this Krishna consciousness movement will completely drown the entire world. Everyone will become inundated by this Krishna consciousness movement. It's predicted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's not a question of if it will happen, it's a question of when it will happen. Will we see it in our lifetime, or will it be future generations of Vaishnavas who see that happen? Well, I don't like a dull, boring life. I'd like to see it happen during my lifetime. So therefore, I've taken up the mood of a spiritual revolutionary to push forward this movement. And all, you know, Prabhupada said, he said, you should make Digvijay. He said, Digvijay means that you go conquering pandit is what it means. One who conquers in all directions. So Prabhupada explained he gave a practical example as what is Digvijay. He said Digvijay means you go village to village, city to city, town to town, and you say, there is God. I can prove there is God. Who are you who say there is no God? Come on. Prabhupada said, that is Digvijay. You see. So we challenge these rascal atheists. We challenge these materialistic scientists. And we solidly establish the truth the reality that there is God and we are all the servants of God, and we can only be happy when we surrender ourselves at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. You see, we push forward this truth with great determination, with great enthusiasm and patience, because it will take time. We can't expect it to happen overnight, but we have to diligently work for it day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, to bring that day when the whole world will accept the truth of Krishna consciousness. So we thank you very much for your kind attention. We'd like to ask if there's any questions. Yeah.
Prabhupada has drawn a line and said that this devotional service will remain until 10,000 years.
Yes.
Can you tell me whether this devotional service is still climbing this peak or descending?
Oh, no. The peak will be when the whole world takes it. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati said, when the High Court judges read Tilak, then we are successful. So that will be the peak, when you see that all the, when you go to the High Court and they all say, all glory is Jai Prabhupada. the Supreme Courts all over the world, they say Jai Prabhupada. They have pictures, Prabhupada's picture there, and they read Prabhupada's books to get understanding of how they should make their decisions. When the world leaders are all studying Prabhupada's books, that'll be the peak. And then gradually it'll diminish, and it'll go into full-on Kali Yuga. But no, we're far, far away. We're just at the beginning now of a gradual increase of Krishna consciousness. We're just the very, 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 very beginning of that increase into the... We'll finally see when all the world leaders are reading Prabhupada's books, when they're running their countries according to the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. That will be the peak. When all the world leaders embrace Prabhupada's philosophy as their guiding principle. Questions more? We know that this is actually correct because this is what Prabhupada did in Vrindavan. Prabhupada authorized his deity to be on the altar, and at the same time there was also Vyasasana. So we know because from Prabhupada's own personal example, this is what you have done here in Fiji is a proper authorized system. So don't be in anxiety about it. Okay? It's okay. Prabhupada, we see from Prabhupada himself that this is proper. Any other questions? So everyone else knows all the answers. No one has any more questions. You've understood everything about Krishna Bhakti. Now if you have a question in your mind, but you're too shy to ask it, thinking, well, it may be a stupid question, I don't want to ask it. The only stupid question is the one that you didn't ask. You see, it's stupid to have a question and not ask it. Because I'm traveling all over the world. I've spent thousands of dollars on around-the-world airline tickets. So I could come stop here in Fiji for the purpose of answering your questions. And if you don't ask me any questions, then all that money is wasted. So you should get your money's worth out of my airline tickets. And ask any questions you have. Yes.
stone goes up, everybody is willing to control. Then force of Kalvi, birth, death.
You say that the stone will go up. What about the force of Kali Yuga?
Yes. To the extent that, ISKCON increases, Kali Yuga will make a retreat. To the extent that ISKCON becomes prominent, to that extent Kali Yuga will become weakened. Actually, what I like to say is this. Maharaj Parikshit gave places of residence to the personality of Kali. But in ISKCON, we don't have that philosophy. Because we go everywhere and we distribute Prabhupada's books, even to the places where Kali was given residence. We go everywhere and distribute Krishna consciousness. So our program for the personality of Kali is he says, shave up and join the movement. Then there'll be no influence of Kali Yuga. It'll become a Satya Yuga all over the whole universe. That's our goal, is we want to create 10,000 years of Satya Yuga as soon as possible. We want to create a full-on Satya Yuga. That's our mission. So the first thing is we have to chant nicely our rounds, and we have to be careful not to fight love Kali to enter into our relationships with each other by fighting with each other. We have to, as Vishnu Jan Maharaj used to say, we should always have an embracing spirit among the devotees, you see. Always that loving, embracing mood. Prabhupada had that wonderful loving spirit of an affectionate father for all of us as children. And because of that, we were all attracted. So we have to keep that same loving mood of Srila Prabhupada. Just like Vasudeva Prabhu, he had so much personal association with Prabhupada. Wasn't his loving mercy just unlimited and so sweet, unlimitedly sweet to be with Prabhupada? You just felt that unlimited love coming from him, didn't you? It was so sweet, pure bhakti, love just coming from Prabhupada. So we have to all try to represent that loving kindness of Prabhupada in our dealings with each other. You see? And then the whole world will come running. If we create that atmosphere in ISKCON, the whole world will come running to join this movement. Let's see. Any other questions? Yeah.
Maharaj gave only five places. One of them is gold.
You
think that
devotee used
gold?
We will use gold in the service of Krishna. And that way Kali will lose that place of residence.
What if you use to decorate gold with your body? Actually,
you must give your wife golden ornaments. You must satisfy your wife with gold, nice golden ornaments. That is Vedic culture. Questions more? Huh?
Kali will reside in the body of wife.
Huh?
Kali will reside in the body of wife.
No. If you engage your wife in Krishna's service, then Kali will not be able to touch her. You have to make, you yourself must become a devotee of Krishna. You have very nice attraction to our philosophy. you are a jnani, you see. This is Prabhupada's bhakti Vedanta. You have a tendency towards Vedanta. I very much appreciate your that aspect of you. Now you have to add bhakti aspect. So now you're very much a jnani, but now you have to become a bhakta jnani. So you become a devotee, become a pure devotee by surrendering yourself at the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, then you engage your wife also in doing, and then Kali will not be able to touch your house. Questions more? Is your wife here today? Yes. Hare Krishna. So now the wife knows also that she can make sure the personality of Kali is not sitting in your heart. Prabhupada said if the wife is more spiritually advanced than the husband, then he should accept her as guru. So whoever is more advanced between the husband and wife, the other one has to follow that one who is more advanced. Because Krishna consciousness is the highest principle. Whoever is more Krishna conscious, they should lead the family. You see? They should be the leader. Questions, Mark? Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.